showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Cumashun na Meon.
I'm Dave Daly and welcome to From the Sidelines. This week we meet the guys from Shankill Tennis Club in County Dublin. The club prides itself on inclusion for people with all abilities.
Liam O'Donoghue is my name. Good to have the opportunity to tell you about the club. Shankill has about 700 members. We've 10 tennis courts. Three of them are indoors. And it's, we would modestly say, one of the best indoor centres in Dublin. And Shankill is very much a, we call it a community club, because that's it, we're part of the community. So there's no kind of walls around Shankill Tennis Club. We have people who join, the 700 people, but also anybody can just ring up and make a booking in the same way as a member club. And that's kind of unusual, but we're really proud of that, I think, as part of it. It's consistent with our approach over the last 30 years or so to just making tennis available. So one of the things I think that is marks out Shankill, it's quite a special part of the club, is that consistent with that approach to just making tennis available to everybody in the community has been that we have reached out to all parts of the community, including people with a disability. So traditionally people in Ireland with a disability wouldn't have had the opportunity to play tennis. It's a technical sport, clubs weren't always that easy to get into historically. So we now have a program called Enjoy Tennis, which kind of solves that. So about 6 or 7 years ago, with some of the local services like Carmona and Festina Lente, we started to have people with an intellectual disability or autism come and play. And that's grown over the years. So we now have a range of disability players. We have wheelchair players, we have players who are blind or vision impaired, and you'll chat with one of those in a little while, Rhea, one of our members. We have people who come to us from St. Joseph's locally. St. Joseph's is a residential care centre for people experiencing dementia. We are about to start what's called para-standing tennis, which is tennis for people with an amputation or a prosthesis. We have people who've come who've had an acquired brain injury. So it's very much a kind of open door. And we have a team of coaches that work with those groups. And I suppose what we're getting to is what we would have had the idea that it's kind of normal enough now. There's nothing that special about the fact that there are probably six different disabilities playing here. And it's an important part of the club. And actually, what started here has now been adopted or grown within the overall Tennis Ireland structure. So Enjoy Tennis, as we called it, is now in 100 tennis clubs around the country, about 1,500 players around the country. And Shankill remains a part of that. So that makes a great connection.
Liam O'Donoghue there, former chair and founder of Enjoy Tennis. Now the community liaison officer outlines the many events at the club, including the social side.
My name is Veronica Casey and I'm the former chair of Shankill Tennis Club. And then after I finished that job, I became the community liaison officer for Shankill Tennis Club. So that's a new role in the club to support all of our community groups. And as you would have heard from Liam, we have quite a few. We have our regular weekly events. We have two ladies' mornings, one on Wednesday, one on Saturday. We have our men's morning on a Sunday. We have a social tennis night on a Wednesday. That's a mixed tennis night. And then also on Saturdays we have supervised tennis for kids. So, and all of and there's 2 hours for that, and all of these are for members and non-members. Anybody can come down to the club, which is what we really love about our club, is that it is open to everyone. Our social events are tennis-based events with a social element after. So for our juniors, they have their coaching, but then we have a junior committee who run all the junior events, and then there'll be kind of tennis and followed by you know, a party of some sort. It is the same for all of our community groups as well. So our VI tennis, that is our blind tennis, that's on every Sunday. The guys, the kids come down from 10 to 11, then they will have something after that. And then, and that's every Sunday, they love to socialise. And also our adults as well. They are on from then 11 to 12:30 every Sunday. We're extremely fortunate because we have an indoor centre, has three courts. So it means that all of our community groups, especially those of our players with disabilities, we can provide coaching, we can provide a safe area for people to play in, and we never have to cancel, which is massive. It really is. That's the biggest thing for our players with disability, that we are not consistently cancelling because we have that indoor facility, and it really is wonderful. So on top of our regular weekly events that we have, we also have started interclub events. So we have interclub events for our juniors, because we found that a lot of our teenagers were dropping out of sport, and we want to keep them in as much as possible. So we tried to create a more social tennis side of things for the juniors, kind of from about 12 to 16. So we work together with other clubs, and we have social events, like, again, tennis in a party is the winning formula. And then also we have a lot of groups that only coach. So our players with intellectual disabilities need a lot of support, and so we found that they were only coaching and they weren't getting any play time at all. So we've started working with other clubs to create interclub events, and we're trying to run those one every month. So each club is taking an event, and they have just been phenomenal. We have nearly 30 players turn up every time, and it's so much fun, and the guys get so much out of it as well. So what I really love is the way all the different groups come together to support each other.
Now Veronica talks about the club's link with the local organisations.
So our Festina Lente group play every Wednesday. They coach every Wednesday. So Festina Lente are an organisation that support adults with an intellectual disability. They support them in the community to for work, for accessing sport. They do a lot of. They have their horse riding facility out in Bray as well, so, and it's a wonderful organisation. And we have one of our Christine Lente players has trained as an assistant coach, and she comes along and helps us when we're doing, we have the blind, the National Blind Championships will be happening at the end of April, and she'll come and help out at that. And also then when we have parks tennis during the summer, parks tennis is open tennis lessons for all children, and she'll join in and help there as well. So it's really super.
Now a dedicated tennis coach talks us through coaching for visually impaired players.
My name is Ryan Burke. I'm from Barbados, and I moved here the last 3 years. I work at the club Shankill, and my duty here is to coach the VI tennis section of it. So the VI section is visually impaired. We go from basically B1, which are players who are totally blind, and if they carry any kind of vision impairities beyond that, we would take them to a specialist and have them analyze and see what categories they fall in. So with the B1 players, they're totally blind, and they have to wear blindfolds to avoid like the light provision of anyone seeing and having any advantages. And they get 3 bounces with the balls. The ball we use is actually a different kind of ball. It's made for indoors, and it carries a bell, and it's a very spongy ball. The bell allows them to, what you call, tracking. Their tracking functions are better that way, where they track the ball after the first bounce on the ground, it sounded the bell, then you move towards direction, angle, depending on what's happening toward the game itself, where the ball is going. For the B1s, basically it's half the court size. And for our B2, B3, and B4, basically we have a court that's like 3/4 size of a regular tennis court. The courts are divided that way because of the bounce of the ball. This ball we have is a spongy ball. It wouldn't carry so far, but we do have players hitting the ball really hard, and the technique is still the same. Nothing changes in terms of technique. We train the technique the same way, but that, like, unlike the game, they can't see, or they have visually impairedness, so they have to use more of their ears when it's the sound of the bell and then move towards where the ball itself is. So I played tennis in Barbados for many years, and then my coach at university there for many years too as well. And I just love tennis as a whole, so I just always kept coaching and playing. And I've coached in the UK too as well, in London. I have some friends there, private clubs that would go do their coaching for the kids and that kind of stuff. So I've been involved in the sport for quite a long time now.
Now a VI player ranked number 4 in the world tells us her story.
Hi, my name is Ria Devereux and I'm a player here in Shankill Tennis Club. I was selected for the Irish Blind Visually Impaired Tennis Team in June 2023. And that has been, it's changed my life. It's been absolutely incredible. How I got into tennis was I actually looked it up. So I searched up visually impaired tennis because I used to play tennis when I was younger, but I lost a bit of my sight. And then afterwards, I really wanted to get back into it, but I wasn't aware of any kind of blind sports community at all. So I looked it up and I was completely shocked, to be honest, because I was completely unprompted. And I thought that it was actually a thing and it was played locally and there seemed to be people who were actually really involved in it and interested in it. And I sent Liam O'Donoghue a message. He's the man who brought VI tennis to Ireland. And then I started in January 2023 and it's completely changed my life. I absolutely love it. I guess it's the whole forbidden fruits taste sweeter. I never thought I'd play tennis again. So, I mean, sighted tennis, I loved it. I absolutely loved it when I was younger, I'm not gonna lie. But VI tennis still kind of, I suppose the novelty of it still hasn't worn off. It's being able to make connection with that ball and the bell and the sound. And I suppose being able to do something I never thought I'd be able to do again. It's really huge that, because I really thought, you know, when I lost my sight that I'd never play tennis again. And it was actually a bit of a dream come true because I wished and wished like every birthday, everything that I could somehow manage to play tennis again. And it happened, and it's been absolutely incredible. So I was selected for the Irish Blind and Visually Impaired Tennis Team in June 2023. And yeah, no, it's been mad. It's been incredible because we got to go to the International Blind Sports World Games, the IBSA World Games in Birmingham last August. And it's like an Olympic style event occurs every 4 years. And it was just a truly incredible experience because we got to see all the different countries and all the different sports VI people play. And it was truly inspiring because you got to see blind football teams, blind archers, blind cricket players. It was amazing. And you really got to experience, I suppose, and we're exposed to this huge array of people who have a disability and are still managing to play sport. And it was really, really amazing. And unfortunately, I lost by 2 points in the tiebreak. I lost my bronze medal match. So I'm ranked 4th internationally in the world. So, I mean, that is pretty incredible, but I was kind of gutted after losing the medal match.
And the final word from a young VI player at the club.
My name is Sophie Goff and I go to school in Rosmini Community School on Grace Park Road. I've been playing tennis here for 8 years. I play visually impaired tennis here. It's very enjoyable. I've been playing since I'm about 7 or 8. I enjoy coming here because your teammates are very supportive. We have an amazing coach and it's just fun all around, yeah.
I'm Dave Daly and you've been listening to From the Sidelines at Radio Nova. Over the past 12 weeks, we have visited sports clubs all over Dublin, Meath, Kildare and Wicklow and heard their stories. This is our final episode and thanks to all the clubs who took part and to Declan and Fiona for editing each week. Thank you for listening. From Dave Daly, until the next time.